News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Botox isn't about denying my age. It's a way of avoiding ending up like a balloon you find under the stairs a fortnight after the party. Who else would utter those words? But Terry Prone, chairman of the Communications Clinic, who joins us now. Terry, your own inimitable prose, absolutely brilliant. But tell us, what is your reasoning for getting Botox and defending the use of Botox?
Well, first of all, because I would like to continue to look like me. Not to look like an old sourpuss. And one of the things that happens as you get older is that the corners of your mouth pull down in response to gravity. Now, the first thing that you can do is if you put a little bit of filler under each corner, you get more cheerful immediately. Then if you go north, you find that between your eyebrows, if you are a person who concentrates on things, you get these deep lines that make you look cross.
You're frowning almost.
Exactly. And if you get Botox, it stops the frowning. There is a third thing that your listeners may not be aware of, but that they should be aware of, which is if you suffer from migraines, having Botox will stop them.
Right. OK, well, that's a very good reason.
That's a nice side issue.
Yeah, that is a side issue. Now, people will say, you know, I'll let you age gracefully.
Oh, give me a break. Give me a break. The people who tell you to grow old gracefully, I really do want to stab. And they're the same people who say things like, I earned these wrinkles. I'm proud of these wrinkles.
They tell a story you're not buying it.
Yeah, no. And the other thing is they do this thing of, and when I'm old, I'll wear purple. When you're old, nobody will care what colour you wear. So convincing yourself that wearing purple will make you make a statement is so stupid. But it all underlines a thing which is a deep prejudice against getting old. And it is a prejudice that finds its expression in people saying the thing of grow old gracefully. And the other thing is that when they look at having work done, they always give the instances of people who have too much work done, like Madonna, who looks weird.
Yeah.
They don't actually say, oh, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's not going to make you look younger, but it's going to keep you looking like yourself.
Okay, or is it about our refusal to accept the inevitability of ageing? That would be a counterview to what you're saying.
Well, my colleague, Jennifer Horgan, who's a columnist on The Examiner, did a super piece on this, where she suggested that getting work done was, first of all, a way of putting off ageing, but secondly, a way of denying that you're going to die. I don't agree with Jennifer on
Are you more with the Woody? You quote Woody Allen, that brilliant line in your piece.
He said he wasn't afraid of dying. He just would prefer not to be there when it happened.
I agree.
I'm with Woody Allen on that. But also, if you're in your 70s, as I am, you'd need to be pretty stupid to believe that getting an injection at the corner of your mouth is going to in some way prevent you from dying. You're going to pop your clogs with or without Botox.
Okay. Last question. What about, you know, when you look at Love Island and you see these young women, extraordinarily beautiful young women in their 20s, they're getting Botox. I mean, do you draw the line of that or do you say don't judge them as well?
Shane, I'm sorry to tell you, I draw the line at Love Island. I'd rather be dead right now.
Fair enough. OK, but the wider point, young women getting Botox. Young men getting Botox.
I don't understand why it is unacceptable. And it's a kind of a moral issue as portrayed to have your face slightly altered with Botox or to have it altered by having your eyebrows threaded, have those eyelashes stuck on that make you look like you're wearing two toothbrushes. We accept a whole load of things for people to improve themselves to go on reality TV. And yet we draw the line at Botox. I don't actually get that.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you as ever, Terry Prone, Chair of the Communications Clinic.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.